You're listening to Amavich Hazara, Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches, Psachim, Daf, Kuf, Gimel, Amud Beis, starting five lines down. Ameimar Umar Zutra, V'Rav Ashi, Havu Yasveh, B'Seuda. The three of these Amorayim, later Amorayim, were sitting at a Seuda, V'Ka'alayu Rav Acha B'Reda Rava, and Rava's son Rav Acha was attending to them. Amemar Baruch, this is going to be great. Amemar Baruch al kol kasa v'kasa. Amemar would make a new hagafen on every cup of wine he would drink at the suda. Do you have arba kosos? Do you have more than that? I don't know. Unclear. But every it looks like it's at least more than two, and you'll see why I say that. Umar Zutra Baruch al kasa kama v'kasa basra. And Umar Zutra would make a bracha on the first kosa and the last kosa, meaning Kiddush, and then the benching kos, right? Which is...
We're still talking about the Seder, not...
No, not Seder.
Okay.
Shabbos, Yom Tov, regular, last day of Pesach, something like that. Right. So that's what we follow. And what we saw was the practice of the Tamide de Rav. It was actually a practice of Rav also. Remember, Rav Achabrei... Bar Yaakov, was it? Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was by Rava's house, and he saw Rava make a bracha on Kiddush, on Hagafen by Kiddush, and then another Hagafen after benching, and he says, what are you doing? And he said, well, this is what we did by the Reish Galusa. He's like, okay, but the Reish Galusa is different because you weren't expecting it. He's like, yeah, but this is what the Tamidim of Rav did. And we quoted the story with the Tamidim of Rav. And that benching is basically a Heschadas in between the drinking. And so therefore you'd have to make a new Hagafen. So that's what Mar Zutra is doing. And what did Rav Ashi do? Rav Ashi Baruch Akasa Kama Vesulo Baruch. He made a bracha hagafen by Kiddush, let's say, and then even after the meal, he continued to drink wine and did not make a second hagafen. Amar Lehu. So you have three different practices at the same suda. Amar Lehu Rav Acha Barava. So Rav Acha Barava, the waiter here, says Anan Keman Navid. Like, so, friends, whom are we following? So, Amemar Amar Nimlachana. I changed my mind. Meaning, Amemar made a bracha on every single kos. So, basically, at every single kos, he says, this is the last one. Hit me. this is the last.
Right, one more.
Okay. Right, one for real, this is the last one. So, every single time, there was a Hesach Hadas. Once he finished drinking that cup of wine, he wasn't planning to have it anymore. One more. I'm not driving back. It's Shabbos. I'm not driving back. You can give me one more. That's how he was explaining his practice. Well, at least how he had practiced that during that Suda. Mar Zutra Amar Ana Da Avdi Tamidei Rav. I followed the Tamidei of Rav, as we said in the previous story. Rav Ashi Amar Leisachas Akil Tamidei De Rav. No, halacha is not in accordance with the Tamidei of Rav. Right. And the challenge to the Tamidei de Rav was what Rav Yaakov Bar Abba asked Rava, why aren't you doing this practice that Rav Ashi ends up doing, which is one bracha until you make an al gafen, meaning benching doesn't interrupt. Benching is not a hesech hadas. The Tamidim of Rav said, no, it is a hesech hadas. But Rav Ashi is saying it's not a hesech hadas, and therefore that's the other opinion we saw yesterday. I jumped to the one up. Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, I was just so excited to get to that omen. So, what do you mean? Why do you say the halacha is not in accordance with the Tamidim of Rav? Daha Yom Tov Shachol Yos Achar Shabbos, because we have a teaching that when Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, Vamar Rav Yakna, and Rav says we do Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. That's it. Vamar Rav Yakna. He says Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, and therefore what? So Rashi explains, "V'lo ba'ili bruchei birchas ayin trei zimni chada kiddush v'cha havdala." We see that from this fact that you pack yakna together, that you have a hagafen and then bracha of kiddush, makadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, and then ner and then havdala, and we didn't require you to do a hagafen again, even though even though there's an interruption, v'hu, right? So he's saying v'hu adin l'trei kaseh de kiddush hayom b'berachas amazon. So it's the same thing. We don't say that there's an interruption between the the yayin and the drink and the right, there's, we have the bracha on yayin, then we have kiddush, and then havdala's interrupting that yayin and kiddush, and you don't have to make a second hagaf then. So too, birchas hamazon in the middle also should not be an interruption. The Gemara says, however, velohi, that's not true. Hasam akardate mishtia. Over there. In the case of Berchas Hamazon, so he uprooted his das from drinking. However, we don't say that by right. You don't say like by the end of Yakna, by the end of Kiddush Havdalah, I already had a hesach das from. No, of course I didn't have a hesach das from the wine. It's right there in front of me. I'm making the bracha on it. Technically there is an interruption of a bracha in between the Kiddush and the Hagafen of Kiddush and the wine itself, because I have Havdalah in between. But that's not the same as benching in between, where it's a real hesach hadas, an interruption. So the Gemara just says, objectively, the anonymous voice of the Gemara, velohi, that's not the case. Okay. Now, it's a little confusing here. It says, kimata le'avdule, when it came time for Havdalah. So Rashi, and Rashi explained over here, that this is going back to the previous story. It's referring to the previous story. Basically, the previous... Yeah, this is Rav Yaakov Bar Abba. Remember, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba had asked Rava, I think maybe... Was it two questions? No, I think at this point there's only one question. He asked, why are you making Hagafen on... why are you making two Hagafens on by Kiddush and by benching? And then we interrupted with a story of Amemar, Marzucha, and Rav Ashi, who also, at least one of the three opinions, followed that same practice that Rava quoted. But now, we're going back to that story. So now, it's still Rav Yaakov Bar Abba eating by Rava, and it's time for Havdalah. Kimotel Avdule, Kam Shameh, his attendant, Rava's attendant, got up, Adlik Avuka, Mishraga, and he lit a torch from a candle, and the torch is going to be used for Havdalah. Amarle, he said to him, Lamalach Kulehai, why do you need all this? Haman Chashraga, you left a candle. You had a candle here. You could just use the candle for Maor, Maraya Esh. Amarle, Shama midaten and afshei. The tenant acted from his own, on his own. Kavid. He was acting on his own will. Amar lei said to him, ilo shemia le mine demar lohava avid. If he hadn't heard of such a practice from the master, from you, Rava, then he wouldn't have acted that way. Meaning, yeah. Amar lei. So he said back to him, lo saver le mar avukal havdala mitzvah min amuvchar. It's a mitzvah min amuvchar. It's a more choice way to do the mitzvah, to do it with an avuka, to do a torch, to have multiple wicks that rather than just do one candle. Interestingly, this is the second time that looks like Rava's not answering him directly. Like last time also, he said, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this practice? Like, oh, that's what he did in the race by the Reish Galusa. He says, yeah, but by the Reish Galusa, it's different. It's like, yeah, no, I'm holding that to meet him of Rav. Right? So both of these times that Rav Yaakov Bar Abba challenged him, he like first responds with an answer that's dismissed, and then gives like what seems to be a real reason. Not sure why that is. No one on the page says anything about it, but just a ha'ara for now. Maybe we'll see in our chazara. Okay. Anyway, so what did he say? So Pasach v'yamar, he opened up and he said, "Hamavde ben kodesh l'chol ben or l'choshech ben Yisrael amim ben yom hashvi l'sheshes simei amase." Doesn't say he pulled out a guitar and did a Karabach, but. No, maybe Rashbam. Okay, right. So he says that this is basically the text that we say, other than the last part. But I don't know if he excludes that. Amar lei. So he says back to him, Lama lach kulehai. Why do you need all this? Right. It's like a question, like a Pesach Seder here, right? V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Hamavdim in Kodesh Lachol Zuhi Havdalah So Shel Rav Yehuda Nasi. And what are you doing? Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that you know what the Havdalah of Rav Yehuda Anasi was? It was Hamavdim in Kodesh Lachol. Baruch Hashem. You can't look in the mouth. Cholam hamavda ben kodesh shachol. What are you doing with this? Hamavda ben kodesh shachol ben orach choshech mizrach ben yom hashviyah chis mizrach. What is the whole? What is kulei? Amrlei says to him, Ana kahasirali. I hold like the following opinion. Da'amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshaya. Hapoches lo yifchos migimel va'mosif lo yosif al zayin. Somebody who's going to mention fewer havdalos, fewer divisions in his havdalah, shouldn't do fewer than three. And anybody who's going to wants to do more, you're into a lot of havdalos, you don't exceed seven. And we're going to see on the next amud where these havdalos are. It's actually, there's particularly actually seven havdalos mentioned in the Torah, where it says, you know, Hashem was mavdil in, we'll see some of them, between Or and Choshech, it says explicitly in the Torah, some other places as well, where there's a specific havdalah mentioned by Kohanim being chosen, by being mavdil bein Tahar Latameh and Lakodesh Lachol. We're gonna see the sources of that. Okay, so Amar Leh, he said to him, Vahamar lo tvasa Amar, Veloshava Amar. But the master didn't say three or seven. So the way it seems to be that we're supposed to understand Rabbi Hoshaya is the Poches and the Mosif. It's not like a spectrum, like you have minimum three, maximum seven. It sounds like pick three or seven. That's how we're supposed to interpret it, even though that wouldn't necessarily be the simplest lesson, but it's not a horrible way to read it. It's not a terrible reading to say that it's three or seven. Meaning someone who wants to be poches, if you want to keep it short, right, you have a flight to catch, three. Someone who wants to be mosif, seven. But you, the master, Rava, you didn't say that. It's four. You didn't say three or seven. So he said to him, Ivra bein hashvi l'sheishes me'amasa me'in chasimahi. Now, the yom hashvi l'sheishes me'amasa is just like it's like the chasima. It's like the closing of the bracha, meaning it's not like a separate avdala. It's basically the same as saying bein kodesh l'chol. It's basically the same thing. And we're actually going to see that this Havdalah actually is not mentioned in the Torah. It's going to be the one of the exceptions. So that's kind of going to support this a little bit. But it's really a chasima. And so but why are you repeating the chasima of the bracha? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, he quotes the name of Shmuel, HaMavdil, it's one who says Havdalah, Sarech She'amer Mein Chasima Samach L'Chasima So. That someone who's going to be Mavdil, meaning the person making the Havdalah bracha, and this is actually not just going to be by this bracha, but any long brachos, Shmuel holds that you need to say Me'ein Chasima Samach L'Chasima So. You have to say a line that sounds, that's directly related to the end of the bracha, close to the end of the bracha. Right? Right, for example, v'neman atalachios meisim, brachat Hashem mechayehem meisim. Right, even though the whole bracha, there's lots of different things. There's rofei cholima, tira sirim, right, mechayehem meisim. There are many different praises, but we want to do me'in chasima, so samach lechasima so. V'neman atalachios meisim, brachat Hashem mechayehem meisim. So over here is, so and therefore, I was following the practice, the principle of Shmuel, that next to being brachat Hashem, mavdim in kodesh lechol, the chasima, I want to say something that's right on topic. That cannot be more on topic, and therefore I said, "Mavdo bein yom hashvi l'sheishes me'amasa." I'm saying, "Me'in chasimaso samach l'chasimaso." Or not everybody agrees with Shmuel. Pumbadisai and the Talmidim of Pumbadisa, which is interesting, which is Rabbi Yehuda was the founder and Rosh Hashiva of Pumbadisa, Rabbi Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, and over here Rabbi Yehuda was quoting it in the name of Shmuel. But however, the Pumbadisaians, presumably of the academy of Pumbedisa, as opposed to just people who just lived in Pumbedisa, otherwise, I don't know why we would quote them. Pumbedisa, Amri, Me'ein Psichas on Samach L'Chasima San. No, you have to, close to the Chasima, you need something like the opening line. So, my Binaihu. Well, what's the nafkamina, at least in regards to this? Because over here, the way it works is we have the opening line is Hamavda bin Kodesh Lechol, and then we end Hamavda bin Kodesh Lechol. So the psicha and the chasima are the same. So the middle doesn't matter. Like, so should the last line before the chasima, should it match the psicha or the chasima? And Havdalah doesn't matter. It's the same thing. So Ma'abinayhu over here. I think you could technically say Ikabinayhu if you apply this to other brachos. But Havdalah doesn't make a difference. No, so Ikabinayhu even here. Yom Tov Shechol Yos Achara Shabbos. If it's Yom Tov that falls out after Shabbos, are we having that this year or not? Dechasminan Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. That where you have a chasima of Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. Aha, that's not Hamad Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. So now you have to pick Manda remain psichasan samachasimasan, the one that says that close to the end, you have to have me'ain psicha. So lo by the meimar, you don't have to say then ben kedusha Shabbos le kedusha Yom Tov of the Yivdalta, right? Which is what we say in Latodienu, right? So we say this line that you have divided between kedusha Shabbos to kedusha Yom Tov. You only have to say that. But if you hold that, right, it's because over here, the end, the opening, the psicha is Hamavda ben Kodesh L'Chol, but the chasima is Hamavda ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. So over here, if you hold that has to match the end, you need a new line in there that reflects the end, that ben Kodesh Shabbos ben Kodesh Yom Tov Yivdalta. You need that. So that is a nafkamina, even when it comes to Havdalah. Okay, nice. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Hapoches, Leivchas Mishalosh, Ramosav, Leosav, Al-Sheva. Meisve, and challenge that from this brisa. Omer Havdalos, B'motzai Shabbos, B'motzai Yom Tov, B'motzai Yom Kippurim, B'motzai Shabbos, Le Yom Tov, U'B'motzai Yom Tov, L'chol HaShem Oed. We say Havdalos on Motzai Shabbos and Motzai Yom Tov, and Motzai Yom Kippur. Which is, I guess, a little bit of its own, some mixed breed, hybrid. And Motzai Shabbos going into Yantif. And Motzai Yantif going into Chol HaMoed. So whenever you go down the level of Kedusha, Aval Motzai Yom Tov LeShabbos, Avalo Motzai Yom Tov LeShabbos. But we don't do it, Motzai Yom Tov LeShabbos, and the klal is, if you go from a greater level of Kedusha to a lower level of Kedusha, then you don't. But if you go to a high level of Kedusha, you don't need a Havdalah. You just need an extra Kiddush. And the brisa continues, and this is the main part. Haragil, someone who's very familiar, Omer Harbe, Vishaino Ragil, if you're not so familiar with Havdalah, you mean you're not such a good Tamachacham, Omer Achas, you should only mention one Havdalah. So this is, right. So this is saying, right, you can someone who's Ragil should say a lot of Havdalahs. If you're not so familiar, stick to one. Stick to one. I thought it was the options were 3 and 7. So yeah, you're right. It is a problem, but Tanaihi, it's actually Machlokas Tanaim. So that was Rav Hoshaya, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Hoshaya was reflecting one opinion, the 3-7-1, and that's actually a Tanaic opinion. Dama Rabbi Yochanan, because as Rabbi Yochanan said, Benon Shel Kedoshim Omer Achas. This is a nickname for somebody. The sons of the holy ones. Says the sons of the holy ones says one. Vinogam Lomar Shalosh. However, the nation is noeg to say three. So man nihu benon shel kedoshim. Who's the sons of the holy ones? Rabbi Menachem Bar Simai. It's Rabbi Menachem Bar Simai. Okay. The next question you're going to ask: Vamai kari lahu benon shel kedoshim. Where did he get that nickname? Was that high school? Where does that come from? Dolo Isaka Bitsurasa de Zuza, because he wouldn't look at the image on a zuz, on a coin. Right? The image is on the coin, so is this an idea of not looking at graven images in general and not being mistakel and gazing at it? And is it related to Avodah Zarah? Perhaps refraining from being obsessed with money, whatever it is. This is a demonstration, if not the reason itself, that he's called Benon Shel Kedoshim. But bottom line is, we see Rabbi Yochanan. I guess he's a Tana. I'm not sure if it's Tana. I mean, it must be, right? So over here, it's a reflection of two Tanaic opinions. That one is that you can say one, and some is no. The lowest amount you could say is three. Shalach le Shmuel bar Idi. Shmuel bar Idi sent the message to somebody saying the following: Chananya achi omer achas. My brother Chananya says one. V'leisachasach v'zei. But Allah is not in accordance with him. I don't know if that was part of Shmuel's message, or that's the Gemara responding. I think it's the Gemara responding. But anyway, the halacha does not follow that practice. You do not do one. The smallest you would do is three. And nowadays, we kind of basically have a fixed text, and we just stick with that. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Hamavdil sarich shiomar me'in havdala samuras batorah. Rosh Shimon Levi says that the Maamvid, so this is what I was referencing from last Amud, that the, for anyone listening to the recording is confused, we're already on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We got there. So this is, so the Havdalos are Havdalos mentioned in the Torah. Mesve, some challenges. Seder Havdalos, Heach, what is the Seder of Havdalos? Omer, so he says, Omer Hamavdil, he says the following. Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, ben Or Lechoshech, ben Yisrael Amim, ben Yom HaShvi Lesheshes Me'amasa, ben Tamei LaTohar, ben Hayam LaCharova, ben Mayim HaLyonim LaMayim HaTachtonim, ben Kohanim LaLevim V'Yisraelim. And that's what he said. That's, so those are a bunch of Havdalos that are mentioned in the Torah. V'chosim B'Seder Bereshis. And he concludes with Seder Bereshis. Which Rashbam says, he says, Baruch Soder Bereshis. That's the end of Havdalah. We're going to see actually a couple other opinions that we're not familiar with as well. Instead of saying Havadu Ben Kodesh Lechol, Baruch Atah Hashem Havadu Ben Kodesh Lechol, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Soder Bereshis. V'acherim Omrim, and there are others who say, B'yotzer Bereshis. No, after you say all of those Havdalahs, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Bereshis. Rabbi Yossi Barbi Yehuda Omer, Chosei Mekadesh Yisrael. You end with Mekadesh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael. That is how you end up Havdalah. So there are three opinions, Baruch Atah Hashem Soder Bereshis, Yotzer Bereshis, or Mekadesh Yisrael. Obviously, we don't follow any of these practices. But we have all these Havdalahs mentioned. Just take a look at Rashbam. Rashbam is going to give us a lot of the Pesukim. See, V'chosim B'seder Bereshis. It's like the last, second to last skinny line of Rashi. Rashbam, sorry. Baruch Soder Bereshis, Shabbat Matzai Shabbos, Hiskel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Sadir Ma'aseh Bereshis. Matzai Shabbos, he started to arrange Ma'aseh Bereshis. L'Kula Hanach Ksivi, all these are Pesukim. L'Havdil Bein HaKodesh, U'Bein HaChol, U'Bein HaTami, U'Bein HaTahor. Where do we have that? To divide between the holy and the mundane and the impure and the pure. I don't remember what Parsha is. Oh, I remember. It's Parsha Shmini. Mm-hmm. How about that? Right. In fact, that the source, it's amazing. The source of the phrase Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. Most of the phrases that we have in davening, in Shmona Esrei, it's based on Pesukim Tanach. And the source of the phrase Hamavdu Ben Kodesh Lechol, or Lahavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, is in this week's Parsha Shmini, right after Nadav and Avihu pass away in the Mishkan. So then there's a commandment given not to drink wine. Or not to drink for Kohen, not to drink too much wine. Of course, they're saying this days before for Leil Seder, but not to drink too much wine.
We're not really reading Shmini until like next week.
So right. We're reading Shmini a lot.
Yeah.
So it happens to be that then there it says drinking wine it inhibits your ability to have Dibin Kodesh Lechol and Dibin Tahor L'Tameh. So anyway, so those are a couple of those, and then Vayavdel Elokim Bein Oru Bein Choshech is obviously from Bereshis. Vayavdel Bein Hamayim VeGomer Vayavdel Eschem Min HaAmim. I divide you from the nations, Yisrael VaAmim. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So anyway, what we brought this to challenge. We first said that that Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi said you have to be Mavdil from Havdalos that are mentioned in the Torah, but then we quote a Brisa which quotes a bunch of Havdalos that you're supposed to say in Havdalah. Yet not all of them are actually in the Torah. Vim Isa, back to the Gemara, Ha Bein Hayam L'Charava L'Oksiva Bei, Havdalah. We don't see the Lashon of Havdalah used when dividing between the land, the sea and the land. We don't see that the Lashon of Havdalah used there. Sami Mikan Bein Hayam L'Charava. Yeah, you're right. Take it out. It's a typo. That's not supposed to be there. Ihachi. But if so, Bein Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Me'amasa Nami Mein Chasimahu. Sorry, Anami. That also is not mentioned in the Torah, which we quoted at the top of the Amud, right? We referenced this. There's not a Lashon of Havdalah used of the Torah. It doesn't mention anywhere Havdalah between the Sheshes Me'amasa and Shabbos. There's clearly some distinction. We mentioned it in Havdalah, but it's not mentioned in Havdalah yet. This is part of the text. So the Gemara responds, Mein Chasimahu. Yeah, but that's not a separate Havdalah. That's just a different way to phrase the chasima of the bracha, which is what we said earlier. So that fits. This line over here is very supportive to help understand the top over there. But now, if you now that you took those two out, butzar chada, v'leka sheva. You what you just did is you took we said take one out. That doesn't belong there. So we were fine with that because oh good. You're right, Taka. There are eight on the list anyway, so it's better this way. Take it off. But now that you take out the Shabbos one also, Sheshin Mei Masa, Yom Shvi, so now we're short, but I think we should have seven. So Amri, they said, Kohanim and Levim Yisraelim, Shrei Mili Nidahu. Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim are actually two divisions. Bein Levim Yisraelim, Diksiv Ba'es Ahi, Hivdil Hashem Es Shevet HaLevi, right? That there's a pasuk that says Havdalah between Shevet Levi and the rest of Israel. And Bein Kohanim Levim, Diksiv B'nei Amram, Aaron, Umoshe, Vayavdel Aaron, Lakdisho Kodesh Kodeshim. So over here we see two separate havdalos of Kohanim from Levim and Levim from Yisraelim. So even though we say Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim, it's really there are two havdalos in there, which brings this brice up to a top of seven, and everything is good in the world, except for that confusing three-way machlokas of how we are chosim the bracha havdalah, and none of them are in accordance with what we do, right? Bracha Hashem, Sonder Bereshis, Yotzer Bereshis, and Mekadesh Yisrael. So michtam maichosim. So no, how do we end off? Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael. Rav says Mekadesh Yisrael. That's Yeshu Shavdol. Mishmuel Amar Hamavdi Ben Kodesh Lachol. No, Mishmuel says not in accordance to any of those opinions. I think the Mepharshim for sure discuss where he gets this from. Rashbam says it's based on an opinion earlier of the Hamavdi Ben Kodesh Lachodesh. That he understands that it's an opinion of the Tanaim as well. You see that the last Rashbam over there. He deals with Shmuel Amora saying his own Sfaro. There are three Tanaic opinions that have completely different texts for the Chasima, and Shmuel comes out of nowhere with a fourth one. But no, Shmuel had a Tanaic precedent in the Rabbanon, B'Kodesh L'Kodesh. Okay, you see the last Rashbam. Let's just wrap this up. Layit ala Abaye, the Isaima Rav Yosef, Abaye would curse about, and some say it was Rav Yosef who did this, Aha de Rav, and this opinion of Rav to end off Havdalah Mekadesh Yisrael. Tana Mishmeid Rav Yeshua ben Chananya was taught in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. Kol achosim Mekadesh Yisrael v'hamavdi ben Kodesh Lachol, marichan lo yama v'shnosav. Anybody who ends off Havdalah, and what you say is Mekadesh Yisrael v'hamavdi ben Kodesh Lachol, if you do that, you combine both Rav and Shmuel together. Marich in lo yama v'shmosav. It increases your days and years. It's good for you. And the Gemara just concludes. V'leis hilchas hakavase. The halakha is not in accordance with him. Rather, we paskin like Shmuel. We say hamavdil ben kodesh lechol, and that's that.